It's May 7th, 2015. It's about 11:30 in the morning. And I just wanted to grab a few quick notes. I've been reading through my written notes and just kind of reacquainting myself with my material and, just trying to just refresh my memories of some of the concepts and the details that I've worked out in the past leading up to beginning to record my videos, my presentation videos. And, I've been kind of talking, in my notes and reviewing in my written notes, kind of talking to my audio notes and reviewing in my written notes. And just kind of contemplating about how I'm going to introduce, how I'm going to approach the material, the value of the material and the potential impact it can have on the lives of those who are practitioners and also on the lives of others who come in contact with them. They radiate, out into the world around them and have impact upon others. And one of the things that I was exploring briefly had to do with the casting of spells and the casting of roles. And as part of that, I was thinking about the casting of spells and kind of the details of the mechanics of how one would cast that spell and what impact that has on the individual that is being guided by that casted spell. And there's the bewitching incantation, and so to me, part of that, and I think this was to me the obvious part of that in the beginning, was that we're moved in some way. One way that I expressed that was excitation imparts impact. Yes, we can become excited, but some of it has to do with just being deeply moved. And in fact, some of the definitions that I wrote down talk about a strong, compelling influence or attraction. And I think that was sort of the kind of like the initial definition of what I was approaching and what I meant by casting a spell. It is, it is an influencing part. But to me, in the best light or in the best view, it could be seen as, a spoken formula of words, a turn of phrase. That's another way I've kind of approached it, where, we're deeply moved, we're touched by the impact and meaning of those chosen words or that turn of a phrase. And it goes back to the difference between compel and impel. I don't have the notes in front of me, but basically, one has to do with force, where someone is moved not by feeling, but by more like intimidation or by circumstance. Whereas, and so it's not heartfelt, it's not of the heart or from the heart. Whereas impel has to do with being moved emotionally, and I would hope if I could include intellectually, by a closer connection to that person or to some truth, absolute truth. And of course, I think that has to do with insight. And that's what led me to make the connection to the second set of definitions. When, I put the casting of spells and I looked up the word spell, and then, had the normal, what I took as the original view of what it meant to cast a spell, which is, says here, a spoken word or form of words held to have magic power, incantation. And it goes on to say a state of enchantment, a strong, okay, but what I sort of connected to under, I guess, incantation, and a formula of words, a strong, compelling influence or attraction. And it goes on to say to put under a spell or bewitch. But then it goes on to define spell as to spell out, to find out by study, come to understand, to present in detail, make comprehensible by careful elaboration, to add up to, mean. And when I looked up elaborate or elaborate, to work out, acquire by labor, planned or carried out with great care, detailed, marked by complexity or fullness of detail. Well, marked by complexity, fullness of detail. Marked by painstaking diligence, to produce by labor, to work out in detail, developed, to expand something in detail. So let me go back to the first one that kind of caught my planned or carried out with great care, detailed, to work out in detail, or to expand something in detail. Now, what struck me about that, and this is, what I'm trying to connect to here, is the kind of action that we all engage in on a daily basis. And there's many different uses, there's varying ways to engage in the practice of casting spells. And of course, fundamentally, I would say it's the two natures, the avatar nature, which is the master's craft of empowerment and enlightenment, helping someone else to, help guiding them in discovering and actualizing their individual potentialities, what's possible for them, their gifts, their talents and abilities, and of course doing that for ourselves also. Or the troll nature, where you cause, well, you achieve dominion over them and they become subservient to you. But what struck me about it was because I just had a very, I just had an experience that involved this, and without going into detail, basically, there was a conversation between myself and another individual, and in the conversation, the individual voiced a concern. It's a calling, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. They voiced a concern. They were trying to understand, I think they felt like they were at risk. And part of the way I see that is that someone believes they, without maybe even being aware of what they, maybe they don't have a label for it or they don't have a way of voicing their concern. But I think the individual felt like they were being positioned, that this individual that was causing the concern or was the source of the concern was acting in such a way that it put this individual caused a concern that they were being questioned, their ability was being questioned, their value was being questioned. So much was being brought into question. And I realized during the voicing of this concern that the individual that was the source of this concern for this person I was speaking to had been away. And in the conversation, my acquaintance, this person that I was conversing with had said that in the absence of this person who has now returned, that things were moving along okay, that everything, basically the organization was surviving and perhaps even thriving without them. But now, upon their return, there's a big shakeup, and I think he felt maybe personally at risk, that maybe something about him and his management skills was being called into question. So anyway, with all that said, it dawned on me, and I shared with the individual. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you've kind of brought this to light yourself in what you've shared with me. The point is this person was away, and in their absence, this organization was running, was going along okay, and now they're back. So this isn't about you. This is about that individual. They're attempting to reintegrate into this organization that ran in their absence. And so now they're in a position where they have to justify the value of them being a part of this organization. They have to value, they have to justify their existence as an active participant in this organization that was running along fine without them. So basically, what I shared with them was, this isn't about you. This is about them. They're trying to reintegrate themselves. And yes, they're positioning others around them as part of this process, but it's really not about those that are being positioned by these questions. It's really about them justifying themselves. And in sharing that insight, even based on what that individual had shared with me, they realized it was the ring of truth. They realized, wow, that is what it is. And in that insight, they came to rest. They would still have to deal with the stirring that this other individual is creating, But it's, you know, it was a, I could feel, I could tell there was a sense of relief that it isn't so much about him and his role in the organization and what he's been doing. It's about the other person who's doing the stirring. It's about them reintegrating into the organization and justifying their part, the role that they play. So anyway, long story short, it just made me recognize that is what we do in our daily routines. That is an integrated part of our practice. It is especially an integrated part of my practice. And it was just a moment of recognition of how really simple but powerful that part plays. And so in this effort to approach others and to reveal the value of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of the master's craft, of what the practice entails and how it impacts our own lives and the lives of others that we come in contact with. It helped me to kind of to clarify and simplify what that impact is and how it comes about. Because that change, you change a course of thought, you change the course of events. That was a very subtle and perhaps you could say small and simple change in his view of the circumstances that he was currently dealing with. And that he was then that was of a concern for him. And like I said, there was, you know, just that little change of perspective and the way he was viewing the dynamics of those circumstances, I could tell there was a relief, you know, on his part. I guess you could say he was moved, you know, to a sense of relief of, wow, it's not about me, it's about this other guy that's coming back. Anyway, that's basically all I just wanted to capture. I know these little things, it's the little things that add up to great works. And we're all capable of it. It's just a matter of us understanding those parts of the practice and how, you know, we engage the role, you know, how these spells are cast and how these roles are cast and how we play our part and how that part impacts our life and the lives of others around us. I guess that's all for now. Signing off.